Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right. Yeah. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm joined by the first time in 2022 by my fabulous co-host, Miss Brown Sugar.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, all that. And so, we, of course, would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You want to holler at us also, even more personally, even though I love the calls. I'm getting these calls. They're beautiful. I'm teared up. But if you also want to, you want to jump in the chat room, go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in that chat room. Speak your clout. Ask your questions. Give your suggestions. They got gifts. They got me. They got Brown Sugar. You got the other show listeners. We got music on there. We got video. Got all that. And you get to see Brown Sugar and my face that's made for radio. All that. Smoothdrama.com. It's all there. Right? And, you know, if you want to, on the day-to-day, on social media tip, you can get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, where myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Giraldi makes his chocolate based off my sweat, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender.
Ew, that was gross.
I know, right? I don't know why I say this, though. It just comes out.
Gross.
Yeah,
you're such a guy, I swear.
You know, but I don't want to be, though, like that. I don't. Anyway, Mr. Lavender, Mr. J, Mr. Butternut Lotion, all that. We'll let you in. Smooth Drama Group on Facebook. See, I see Butternut Lotion. I see you. and anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. We can talk taste on it. We can just talk taste about anything, everything, all that good stuff. Right? Now, Brown Sugar, today tests my soul today. My soul
was testing your testicles.
Oh, man, all the way up in there. So I went to get a test, went to get a COVID test downtown Oakland. Got down there early. So I'm like, you know what? Thursday, go to the comic book shop. So I went down to Cape and Kyle, you know, got some books, whatnot. And, you know, because I was supposed to hang out with my homie Ryan from World of Black Heroes. We was going to do a little talk. And so we was going to talk some comics. And so I got some comics, but it's early. It's like 12:30, so I go back, sit in the car, because I'm not going to sit out there for that extra 30 minutes. So I'm sitting in the car, and there's a homeless guy right there laid out on the sidewalk, right? So I'm sitting in the car, minding my own business, Brown Sugar. You know how you sitting in the car minding your own business? Don't let your business mind you. Well,
kind of.
Yeah. So Homie gets up. And he decides, you know what? 12:35, I need to use the bathroom. Right here. Right now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't do bathroom.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm like, and my car is right. He's standing right on side of my car. I'm like, no, you're not gonna do
what?
That. You're not gonna do that.
What?
You're not gonna do that.
What?
I'm like, you're not gonna do that. Yeah, I'm like, no, you're not going to do it. He's not, oh, he grabbed a trash bag. No, I don't need the trash bag. I'm just going to do this right here. I had to get out the car. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to go stand in line. I can't do this. You know, because there's nothing like you're trying to just, it's like I can't unsee it, but I'm trying to block it out because I'm scarred.
Yeah.
I'm scarred. Yeah. He scarred me.
Wow.
It was just all just butt cheeks. So yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah, that happened. That happened.
So did you fight? What did you do? Did you throw him away and say shoot, fly?
No, he didn't do it on my car. He just did it right there on the sidewalk. It was. Yeah, I just had to get out of the car. You know, I just walked around like, you know, I just gotta. I can't be here for this. I can't be here for this.
Yeah.
But I was there for that. I just walking away, I'm just looking back like, oh, I didn't need that. Didn't need that. So.
No, you didn't.
But I got it. That was the first part. Take my test, in and out, get back to the car, you know, like, please don't have wiped your butt on the car.
Mm.
I don't want to be fighting the homeless guy. Right. It didn't happen.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, cool. So, go home. Took a little nap. You know what? I got to go to the store. Brown sugar, I had to go to the store.
All righty. Yeah, we got to shop sometimes.
Yeah. And so I went to the store, Brown Sugar. I went to the store.
Okay.
And I go the back way, get by Target, and I'm at the stop sign. And I got the ebony and the ivory. I got the ebony and ivory rendition today. Because I got the ivory look in the afternoon. And I got the ebony look in the afternoon. Because the sister was dropping it like it was hot. Right there by the stop sign.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What do you mean?
What
so
you mean?
Saw two people using the bathroom outside today.
Yes. In the same day.
Wow. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, I looked over, I'm like, no! No! So, yeah.
I think you were supposed to stay in the house today, and you just, you know, you just didn't listen to your inner self.
Mm. You know?
I mean, I guess that first incident, you were really, you had a reason to go. I don't know. Maybe you could have waited to go to the store. I don't know. Was it, like, important, like, necessary? Like, it was like a life or death situation?
No, just getting batteries for my remote control. That's all. I mean.
Oh. So you could have just switched them out for something else? Like, I'm sure you have batteries and other things.
No, I actually don't.
Okay.
I ran out. So I got some batteries, and yeah. I regret it. I regret it.
Yeah.
This is the apocalypse talking to me.
Wow.
Yeah. So if I can make a slight alteration from the color purple, you know, there was a scene where they think God is trying to tell you something. This is the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Trying to, the apocalypse is trying to tell you something. The apocalypse is trying to tell you something. That's what happened.
Yeah, they were trying to tell you to stay in the house that first time. You didn't want to listen.
I didn't want to listen.
Yeah. You need to work on that this year. Like, what does your inner self say to you?
Well, it doesn't matter.
And listen. And do it.
Doesn't even matter now. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, not today.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lesson, and you learned it, and now you know.
All right. So, in saying that, being scarred, it has begun, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Alexa at the house?
I have Google. I don't have Alexa.
Okay.
I have Google, right. But we don't use it, so.
Okay. Well, this is something that happened in Minnesota. 10-year-old daughter asked the Alexa voice assistant for a challenge. And so the little girl asked for a challenge, and Alexa said, "Hey, plug in the phone charger about halfway into the wall outlet and then touch a penny to the exposed prongs."
What?
Yep.
I'm confused.
You're confused?
Alexa gave a child, or just anyone for that matter, instructions on how to electrocute himself.
Yep.
Wow.
And so it has begun. When the robot apocalypse, see, now, you know, because I always tell people, it's like, look, you got like 20 years before the robots come for us, right? 20 years, and boom. Alexa is like, you know, because these kids, they look at these challenges, and they don't understand that the robot is like, hey, it's a challenge. Robot don't understand life or death, or doesn't really care. Right?
No.
Yeah, you're just another program.
No.
You don't understand sentient life, so yeah. Just electrocute yourself. Just stick that penny inside the prong. That's all. That copper conduction.
Wow.
Kill the 10-year-old if she had done it.
That's amazing, though.
So now you start thinking about people who leave their kids alone and think about what they can do when they talk to Alexa or Google or whatever the name of your assistant is. Putting that out.
That's just, I mean, I wonder what made it do that, though. Like, at what point, I mean, is that a program? Well, you would know, but is that a program? So that was actually programmed into Alexa or Google or whoever.
Well, no, the kid asked for a challenge.
I see.
And so Alexa is going, all the challenges are stupid. All the challenges are, you know, they are, they're all deadly.
Yeah,
I mean,
a waste of time,
hey, hey, grab that soap pod and put it in your mouth. She going to the hospital. I mean, you name one of these stupid challenges that aren't deadly. I mean, aside from the whole, and even the smack your teacher, right? Smack the wrong teacher, you get knocked out, allegedly. So,
well, you know, it is always a possibility.
Yeah. Okay. Woo. So yeah, they're all the challenges are deadly. And so,
yeah.
There's the new robots that are out now. They're humanoid. There's a new one called a Mecha. It chats with you and all that. So there's this tech show where they had the robot out there, and it's got human like face. Only you can tell it's a robot because it's got the gray face and all that other stuff, and it has the blue brain, whatnot. They make it pronounce. But yeah, they're starting to get real good with the skin texture and the facial. So if they would have gave it human, you know, human color, and would have hair, whatnot, you know. Put the hoodie on it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. They designed.
Because there's some people who move like robots. So yeah, that's kind of like wow.
So what are you trying to say? People move like robots?
Yeah, there's some people who kind of, you know, they move stiff and kind of mechanically like.
Yeah. But yeah, Mecha was designed to be as human-like as possible in movement. Said it looks at you, it blinks, and all that other stuff as you talk.
Mm.
Yeah. Have that conversation with you.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that. I know it doesn't matter, though, ready or not, but yeah.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yeah.
So you,
well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of ready for anything. I'm trying to mentally prepare for just about anything now. Everything's on the table.
That's true. Everything is definitely on the table. That we can agree on 500%. So you, I mean, I for one, you start thinking about the robots and the assistants, because I'm thinking that when you have these robots, you know, there's obviously the movie iRobot, where the robots decided they were going to be sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the robots were also trying to kill humans. And we know it's going to happen.
Well, were they?
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't. No, not an iRobot. No, no. They thought they were, but they weren't.
Nah, it's just holding you hostage, though.
They framed a robot for a murder.
They framed a robot. Okay, all right. All right, so... Now, you said you wasn't ready, but, I mean, what would be scary about robots?
Not that it's scary. I'm not, like, afraid of robots or anything like that. I just feel like eventually they'll replace people. So I guess in a way I am scared. The scary part is I'm not scared of the robot, you know, in itself. I'm scared of what will happen. So when they start replacing people, like in jobs and things like that, then that means people are going to be out of work. And usually when people are out of work and don't have money to take care of themselves, they resort to crime.
Okay. So
I'm looking at the cause and effect of it all.
Yeah, I saw it differently, though. See, because I look at it because as humans, when we do stuff, we go to a lower base. So, for example, it's no secret that women have sex toys, right? And men have sex toys, but
yeah.
The sex toy market is predominantly women driven.
Yeah.
Now, I just thought you got these robots, and we know they're vibrators, and I just think these robots are going to have that function in society.
What you mean as far as sexual purposes?
Yep.
Well, they already do have that for men. They have the female sex. I mean, I guess they're coming it out with women. I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen the man sex doll, but they already have it for men.
Yeah. And so, but I mean, because what they have, I mean, it was in Canada and they were trying to get it in Texas too. They had the brothels for sex dolls, right? But what I'm talking about is with the toys. So like you'll have that robot and you'll be able to talk and make suggestions to it, and it will be equipped with that vibrator. And you know, there are the sex toys that pulsate and they also can push forward, right? With the where it would have the jerking motion like intercourse. And so
yeah, they have one out like that already.
Right. And so no, but I see these robots fulfilling these functions.
Instead of the toys, it's an actual robot.
Right. Yeah, that's actually standing, living in the house with you. So you know, and you'll see the justification. And see, I'm putting on my Nostradamus hat. You'll see the justification when they say, well, hey, there's more women than men on Earth. So, and I mean, you can do stuff like artificial insemination and all that in a quote unquote more pleasurable way using these robots. I see it. See? I see it coming down the pipeline. Bad joke intended.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's too far of a stretch to see that. I mean, I don't. I mean, I agree.
Right. So I mean,
needs need to be met, and there's not always a person available for your needs to be met, and then you have your robot friend who's there 24 hours.
Yeah. Spending that special.
But
that's also
a scary thing, because then it makes human contact obsolete. I mean, eventually you won't need a human contact at all.
Yeah, but see, then
we're going towards that anyway. But yeah.
Right, but see, then I asked this question because I remember one of my old co-hosts, Ms. Drama. We had this same argument online. Like, so, sex toys, are they replacing the people? I mean, because women, women have sex toys. A lot of men don't have sex toys, right? I mean, I'm sure there's some guys that have pocket pussies, but I don't think that's the thing that has caught on, like vibrators, right? Or your bullets and all these other things, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking if it becomes affordable, these robots that come with, it won't be Alexa, it'll be Alex or whatever you want to name it. You probably get to name it yourself. Then y'all start having conversations that they already have the social AI chat, even though it's not a fruitful conversation. I've tried it a few times, and the conversation is kind of, it may be because I asked the wrong questions or I'm just a little too silly for the AI purposes.
Because
I'm the kind of guy that I will ask silly questions.
Yeah. Well, you want a reaction and you want to see,
I mean, because I'm
a program. Is there a program to ask? Can they answer questions that aren't necessarily analytical? Yeah, do they have a sense of humor?
No, they have a social. They have a social feature, and so I've asked Alexa, do you feel like a bitch ass sometimes, or stuff like that? Alexa, didn't want to. Alexa, just stop talking to me. I was like, so if you don't talk to me, does that mean you're a mark ass buster? And I'd say it like that, and Alexa would stop talking. I'm like, so am I offending the AI by calling it a mark ass buster if I say it like that? And so, that's kind of what I did, because I wanted to see from an analytical point of view, what would make the AI stop talking? It just stopped talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it had turned on the social bot. So I'm like, is the AI angry? What is that function? So I was just curious. And so I started thinking that amorous talk and the sex toy function, I see it happening. I see how it would just take off. I can see it taking off, because we already have the social AI, and I think the sex toy, you put the two together, and somebody's going to be a trillionaire in the United States. Somebody's going to be a trillionaire.
I mean, of course, yes.
Yeah. But
okay.
We gotta do something here, because I know you don't want to talk about this, so we're gonna go into our dumbass of the week. So do you hear about the Canadians?
No.
All right. Well, there were some Canadian passengers who went maskless and had a party. And they were in Mexico. They filmed themselves partying without masks aboard a charter flight from Montreal to Mexico. And they're kind of stranded. Sunwing Airlines canceled their return charter flight from Cancun.
Mm.
It was scheduled for yesterday. And Air Transat and Air Canada also said they refused to carry the passengers. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada said they were idiots. So they were singing and dancing in the aisle on the seats. They had the video, bottle of vodka, and smoking the electronic cigarette. They said that they were disruptive, and they refused to follow the guidelines from the charter company.
Oh.
And so
okay.
They were like, you can't tell us nothing. So the airline was like, well, we just not gonna fly y'all home. So good luck walking back to Canada.
Okay.
So yeah, they're denying them boarding, and now, you know, all the other private charter places are like, we ain't gonna fly y'all out either. So they're kind of stuck in Mexico.
Wow.
You can't tell us nothing.
Yeah, they can. We can tell you to stay in Mexico now.
Yep. Like I said, that's a long walk, homie. That's a long walk from Cancun to Montreal.
Yeah.
Talking about the Trail of Tears.
I mean, I just feel like people don't want to listen.
Yep.
And then when they're inconvenienced, then it's a problem. But yeah, you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. Just go ahead and do it. But there's consequences to everything we do in life. So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh well, we do know because they kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to the Canadian homies. Y'all made the news, and you also made it the dumbasses of the week. All of y'all, you're special. And on that note, Brown Sugar, we're going to go on break.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to boogie?
You know, I always am ready to boogie.
Well, it's Houdini. 5 minutes.
Damn. Hey, okay.
Right out, side by side, we go down. So if it's all right with you, it's all right with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease. With some help on the night show, if you please.
Welcome back. That was Houdini, 5 minutes of Funk. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
Brown Sugar.
Yes, sir.
Have you hurt any white people today?
Have I hurt any?
Have you hurt any?
I don't really see any, so no.
All right.
I don't see too many of those throughout the day.
All right. So, you know, it's the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol riot. Right. Is this a year ago?
Yeah.
Time flies, right? A year ago.
It sure does.
White people were fighting for their freedom from the oppressive white people that was stopping them from being free. And something like that.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Fighting to keep their privilege.
Yes. So, a year later. A year later, and I saw this article, and this one was special. It says, you know, these video clips continue to come at such a relentless pace that they seem to be on a constant loop. And, you know, not only on TV and social media feeds, but in people's minds, triggering anxiety, insomnia, and all sorts of traumatic stress. Are you stressed out, Brown Sugar?
Yeah, but not because of that.
So those images were incredibly violent. And so repeated exposure to them, even if you're not in the immediate threat, but can simply empathize with others who were, causes you to maintain a state of hypervigilance, that high level of arousal you maintain by exposing yourself to it. This is according to Bale Wright, the Senior Director of Healthcare Innovation for the American Psychological Association. You feel that high level of arousal? When I said that,
funny that you say that, because I'm like arousal, and you know, I guess I just have sex on the brain all the time, because I'm like arousal. Isn't that usually referred to as sex? Like I'm not aroused when I saw that. I wasn't aroused.
Well,
I know arousal can be like moved, You know, but I don't know. I just equate arousal with sex. So then that kind of just messes me up when people use words that are sexual to me.
most people think that, right? Most people think that.
Okay.
But, you know, exposing myself to these videos, yeah, I can think of a lot of words. Arousal was not one of them. I wasn't sitting up there like, oh, man, this shit right here is turning me on.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you can also say excitement. You know, you can also say arousal is excitement, which, you know, it is, but I just feel like it's in a sexual way, which that insurrection was not. So I don't know.
Maybe there are some people who are sitting around like, you know what? That Capitol riot, son, that shit do it for me. Every time I watch them videos, I gotta pop one off.
It's interesting that you're talking about it now, because this evening we watched, it was on HBO or whatever. I don't know if I can say HBO, but I don't know what the name of it is, but it was like going on, like people had film footage of what was going on and behind the scenes, and everything that they didn't show you on the news, you saw there.
Right. Because,
you know, people had their individual phones or cameras or whatever you want to say. And I think some of them were aroused, though. I think some of them were, just like listening, because they, you know, have their film, and then they were, you know, like talking about it as you were watching it. And some of the guys on there, you know, they were just like, I don't want to say ecstasy, but they were just really psyched about what was happening. And I'm like, wow, they're just like really into what was going on.
So basically,
like, even about it a year later, they were excited about it.
And that's kind of scary. I'm like, so you get a boner for being a traitor. That's what.
Well, you know, it's all about perception, because they feel like people who weren't supporting them were the traitors. So they feel like they were valid in their choices and in what they were doing. So,
We understand that. It's like, the majority of the country voted and said, you know, no to homie.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're out here, and I never thought, because it's like, even when you're in the middle of a protest, I never thought, like, man, this protest is making my dick hard. I never thought that.
No.
And I remember I was a moderator. I'm going to date myself. I was a moderator after the Rodney King verdict. And I was the moderator for a forum when I was in college. And I remember the news lady comes to me, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you know, I'm looking at her like, bitch, I don't know. You want me to say, I don't know what
people are going to do. You're like, your guess is as good as mine.
Right. And I remember it was a charged atmosphere. We had the forum, the auditorium was packed. You know, it was a big deal. And as a young man at that time, I'm just like, whoo, it's crazy. You know? But never did I think, man, I got to stand behind this podium because my dick is hard. It just didn't happen.
I don't know if they're out there getting erections while they're in the, you know, I think though there is like an excitement, there is an adrenaline, you know.
Yeah, I know, but that high level of arousal you maintain by exposing yourself to it. You know, so maybe it's the excitement, like I watch a game, I'm excited, I may scream something out, But yeah, no. No.
No. Yeah, and that's I've watched
maybe I can relate to it because I was actually at the Capitol for the Million Man March. And I remember me and my homie, when we get down there, we get off the train and it's black men everywhere and the energy was in the air. We were excited. I wouldn't say aroused. We were excited. It was love and positive.
I hope you weren't aroused.
No, it's exactly. That's what I'm saying, right? Just millions of black men aroused in the streets of Washington, D.C. It just sounds like a giant porno waiting to happen, right? But
right?
Yeah. So here we are, and they're talking about it in a different psychological way. And you know, I'm always curious. Like, we don't. It's like these dudes are traitors. There's traitors to the country. The basic concept of what they say this country was built on, the foundations, right? I mean, obviously, we can argue that there was some fundamental tweaks that should have happened, you know.
I mean, but I think they did. I think that's part of democracy to a degree, but that's the other side of democracy, and they should have been, like anything else, they should have been looked at as traitors and held to that standard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, look, yeah. Somebody wins, somebody loses. There's going to be some people who got their feelings hurt, right? But it's
on either side at any time.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because remember Bush and Gore. Bush and Gore
and
got
exactly.
taken out of people's hands, right? And it went to a vote with some people that we don't know. And so, you know. There wasn't no riots in the streets. Wasn't none of that. It was just, all right, so we just come back next time.
Yeah.
That was kind of it.
Well, I think they were kind of looking for something like that to happen in his favor, so, and it didn't. And he was upset. They were upset.
Yeah, I mean, look, you lost. I mean, so it's almost like, it's almost like the culture we're in with the participation trophies and all that. It's like, look, there's going to be some people that lose. You're going to lose. You're not going to get the job. She don't want you no more. He don't want you no more. It's just life, you're going to take some L's in life. And it's okay. But these folks, it's not okay. They can't take a L. It's like, look, you're going to lose. What you mean? Our guy didn't win, you cheated. You stole it.
Yeah.
You stole it. You freaking stole it, brown sugar. You stole it.
It's funny because on that thing, a lot of them sound just like that. But, you know, anyway.
I was giving
but
my
But no, answer. You're right. You're right. Yeah. But you're right, though. I think in this society where everybody wins, you know, everybody gets something for just participating, like you said, yeah, they do have a hard time with the whole, oh, you know, we didn't win.
You're right. I don't know. See, because to say everybody wins is a lie, because we know we've been on the losing side for
Yeah, for a while.
Pretty much Inception, right? Right.
Yeah.
The Inception of this country, we've been on the losing side. And so, you know, and maybe it was too much for them. I mean, because I remember watching TV and seeing folks celebrating like it was the club when Biden won. I was like, okay. Okay. It's the club. That's what we doing. That's what we doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was just, it was a bit much for me. It was a bit much for me. I just remember watching it and I was disgusted. I was disgusted. Speaking of disgusting, Leonard Ridge. You ever heard of Leonard Ridge?
No, I haven't. Liver Ridge?
Leonard Ridge.
Oh, Leonard Ridge. No.
Yeah, good. And then something probably was wrong. He's one of the youngest defendants in the January 6th attacks. He's going to spend 2 weeks in prison for his involvement. The judge handed down his sentence on Tuesday. And they, because the judge, the lawyer asked the judge to go light on him, citing medical studies which suggested his client's brain might not have fully matured at the time of the incident. So he's 20 years old, but he was 19 then. And so when he broke down the doors to Mitch McConnell's office and Nancy Pelosi's and bragged on social media, I made history! Whoa! His brain wasn't formed yet. It wasn't fully matured. Yeah.
That's true. If you're, you know, your what is that, cerebral cortex, the front of your brain doesn't develop or close or whatever it's supposed to do until you're like 25, 26. So, I mean.
So we can excuse everything till you're 25, 26?
No. I don't think that. I'm just saying, I think maybe you shouldn't be called an adult until you're that age.
Okay. So then, because, you know, the argument is that these studies have called into question what a person can and cannot be held accountable for depending on their age.
I mean, they can still be held accountable for it. They're just held accountable as juveniles, not as adults.
All right. So now because he was 19, because he's of age to vote and all that other stuff and kill for your country. So they also argue that unlike many of the other individuals, he had to journey through COVID-19 pandemic as a high school senior. He said she also claimed his interest in politics should be encouraged, especially when young people only dream of being influencers.
Okay.
Yeah. So You see the slippery slope. So him being a traitor is cool because, one, as you say, his frontal cortex hadn't developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
Brain wasn't mature. So, yeah. And plus, because he went through COVID as a senior, he just wasn't right. He just wasn't right. COVID made him go there and do those misguided things.
Okay, COVID. So do we get to blame things on COVID? Because I got a few things I want to do.
Mm. Right?
So can I blame COVID?
Right. So when we see these youngsters busting the jury in Southland Mall, in Walnut Creek and all these other places, are they gonna have the same argument? Hey,
I mean, does it make it right? Will they benefit from it? Probably not. But, I mean, you can't stop people from pleading or having, you know, a defense any way they want to. I don't know. I just feel like you could say what you want to say, but the facts are still the facts. The truth is still the truth. I don't know.
Mm. Well, it's here. They put it out there. I thought it was very, very interesting that they made those arguments. His brain has not matured, and we cannot be calling our youngsters a certain thing.
I mean, he's not lying about his brain not being mature, but like I said, he still can be held accountable for his actions. And I just feel like 18 does not make you, your age does not make you an adult. Your behavior does. So we have 40, 50-year-olds who are not mature, so I don't know.
Right. So, yeah.
And are supposedly those frontal lobes, the cortex, are closed or developed or whatever.
Yeah, that part right there. So I think we need to go into our hater of the week. So I'm going to our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
Now this one was kind of tough. This one was kind of tough, but there's three people who they're part of what authorities described as a massive theft ring. They were accused of stealing thousands of Amazon packages and dumping hundreds of them outside Oklahoma City. So yeah, the inside a home a few miles from the site, they found thousands of undelivered packages, some which were still wrapped on pallets. The packages were stored throughout the home in almost every room and filled the storm shelter. Yeah, it said the packages have been returned to Amazon to be redelivered. So, yeah, if you're in Oklahoma, you didn't get your packages. Yeah, this is
So they just had them there. They weren't open. They just had them sitting there.
They had thousands of packages. Like, I guess what they was going to do, eventually go through all the stuff because they... Because, you know, there was also another thing where one of the drivers just dumped all his packages in the river.
Yeah, I saw that. And he was like, I'm not doing this. This is seasonal work. I'm dead.
Right. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I dropped it all off. I guess they stole it.
Yeah.
Where are y'all from?
Well, I'm just wondering why you would steal stuff and then just leave it sitting somewhere. Why not? You know what I mean? You would at least open it to see what it is. If it's something worth selling, you could. If it's not, then okay, I guess you would dump it or, you know, take it back to FedEx. I don't know. Or Amazon.
I
don't understand why you have all that and not
Or just steal it. You know what? Just take it. The house, just take the stuff, take it to the house like, oh, I got a new tablet. You know, do stuff like that.
But you don't know what it is until you open it.
Right. Well, they had them on pallets, thousands of packages. It's hard to go through thousands of packages.
Yeah. Well, that's just dumb.
So, I'm thinking that they was going to try to sell the stuff. Just got overwhelmed.
And they got overwhelmed, yeah.
and you got thousands of packages. So all the people in Oklahoma who didn't get their Christmas gifts, whatnot, that's why. That is why.
Maybe covered it.
Well, you know, I almost went with this one. So this is like a bonus hater. Florida woman. Because I haven't done the whole Florida thing in a while. Natalia.
Yeah.
Natalia Fulton. She shot her boyfriend in the street during the argument. She claims that she didn't know that the gun was a gun. She thought it was a BB gun. So what happened was this, and this is the funny part of the story. She told the investigators that her and the young man had an argument, and he tried leaving on a bicycle with some of her stuff. I don't mean to laugh. He tried to leave on the bicycle with some of her stuff. She allegedly grabbed one of the bags that he had flung over his shoulder, and it fell, revealing what she believed was a BB gun. She told police she pointed the gun at Payne, trying to scare him into stopping, then accidentally pulled the trigger and shot him in the neck. So, yeah, that happened.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people with garbage bags on bicycles.
Yeah, I know. That still is, it's like.
I mean, I don't think how, you know.
Yeah, it's not really that important. I mean, if somebody is taking your stuff, and he's riding a bicycle, or she's riding a bicycle, you just let him. Just let him.
Yeah.
Now you're going to jail. Now you're going to jail.
There was a lot of killings happening, women killing their significant others the last couple of weeks. Wow.
Yep. It's the revenge of the stealing. Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
and the lies being told, they're epic. These are epic lies. They're extra special.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Florida. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop shooting each other, please.
Well, we can always depend on them for something strange, wild, and crazy.
Whew, like clockwork. All right, on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Tyler, the Creator, Massa.
Been when y'all drop, I don't say it. When I got her out, that's the moment I knew I made it. I don't come for money, maybe not. I don't mirror the spirit of typical products of my environment. 8 figures of taxes taking that shit is stupid. Fly with this pedal, they plug it, but never use it. It's still potholes in the schools, where does it go? Still do holes that I use, nobody knows. Man, never catch me, my legs long as a bitch. Got too much self-respect, I wash my hands while I piss. They try to talk me up, but I'm too short like Caesar. I don't really if I break, cause I can't trip, God, either. Oh. More wheels when I feel like I'm third willing. My favorite part of the double R is the bird feeling. Panoramic view of the sky and the sun beaming. That ray of light show that nobody is front seeing. I'm on the hunt for perfect, but decent is what I've been on. I know she's gonna love, but commitment is not my end goal. And all my friends that did got you comfort, a little chubby in that drive to make that money dry up when that note is running. She ain't gotta pay attention to the sub-daddy battles. Everyone I ever loved has to be loved in the shadows. Another war with X and Y felt like a custody battle. Felt like the world going down and felt like I'm missing a paddle. Might buy that crib in Seattle, covered in grass, looking gravel. They come with two broken cattle. I'm living to make you heard. Disrespected from the beak of a bird. You hope I can protect my feet. You can see me run like the human lad. I'm paranoid. I sleep with a gun. They eat on my tongue, the wound because they beef it for fun. I'm seeing it for now. I'm conscious.
Welcome back. That was Tyler the Creator, Massa. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. You just got caught up in that, didn't you? It's like, you know what? I did. I'm saying it right. But you know, it's just certain words I can't, that just don't sound right coming out of my mouth, and Massa is one of them. It's just like, what? I'm not sure I could say that correctly. I just don't have.
You've been a bad slave. You've been a horrible slave.
Yeah, but you know.
Massa!
I just can't.
Massa.
No.
Massa!
That doesn't sound right.
Massa, I love you, Massa.
I would have been a master. I would have said master. I would have pronounced the letters. I wouldn't have.
Man, look at that. Isn't it like, he's fucking saying master? What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably would have got towed off. The other slaves wouldn't have liked me.
Yeah. I somehow think slavery is like jail. It's not a good, Not a good environment.
I could see that. I could see that. No support on either side.
Yep. That's the reason why I don't have time machine. Because if I had access to the time machine, it would have got ugly. I'm going back. I'm going back with the machine gun. When we gonna be free? Mm-hmm. Right now.
All right.
Shoot them. Yep. Shoot them all. A dead slave master is a good slave master. All right. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was found guilty. The whole sex trafficking slave master thing.
Yeah.
Right? So she was a longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein. You know that dude that killed himself, allegedly.
The creepy creep.
Yeah, the creepy creep killed himself. She was his partner in crime. She got found guilty. But they're saying her guilty verdict will very likely get tossed and her case retried after one of the jurors shared their own experiences of sexual abuse during deliberation. As, you know, talking about bad stuff about bad people, somehow that's a bad thing. I don't know.
I feel like it is interesting. I was like, I just feel like he shouldn't have been on that. He knew he shouldn't have been on the jury.
Okay.
I mean, people, even if he was able to be impartial, most people would think he couldn't be. So they wouldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have said like his whatever his verdict was, whether he would vote yes or no, was impartial, was fair.
You know what? So guess what? Because I put the chicken before the egg, or the egg before the chicken. This is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So let's look at it. She was found guilty by a jury of her peers, meaning a bunch of people that look like her.
Mm-hmm.
You or I, let's just say it was you. Let's say I'm Jeffrey Epstein and you are Ghislaine. I'm going to guess, Brown Sugar, that your jury would not have looked like you or I. I think we can come to that conclusion that the jury wouldn't look like you, wouldn't have been jury of your peers. So you think about the Groundhog Day on this. She's going to get off, not because she's not guilty. That ain't the issue here. It's the fact that somebody on the jury was messed over. And so that makes them impartial. Because if you're going to be on the jury, you can't have any human experiences. We got to have the robots now, right? You got to get Alexa.
Well, your experience can't be in line with what you're on the jury for. You're on the jury to be impartial. And if you have a bias against whatever, so like, let's just say I was carjacked and then I'm on a jury that, you know, a case and the guy carjacked somebody. I mean, I probably wouldn't be impartial. I probably would be angry and want him to pay for what was done to me.
Okay, but guess what? She's still guilty.
Oh, I know. I don't think that she's not guilty. I believe she is guilty. I just think he put the case in jeopardy, though, by staying on and then discussing. Because maybe, okay, fine, stay, but then don't discuss. Don't let other people know that what your experience is.
Well, I mean, so for me, it's a built-in thing that I think that they tamper with the jury so that they can get off. Because she's guilty as hell. They probably, that's part of the wink-wink bargain. You know, I don't say names. Y'all make sure I get off of this.
True.
Because she knows a lot of names. Because they were the the pimps of the elite.
Yeah.
From presidents to prime ministers to that prince.
To princes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Royalty.
So, right. So that right there is why this happened. So you wonder how that person gets on, and then that person will tell media outlets that they did that. See, that's an inside job.
Yeah.
So she's going to get off a little bit later on once the spotlight gets off. Because we didn't even talk about this. I mean, they talk more about R. Kelly and all these other folks. But this one was big because everybody that was involved is a big-time person.
Yeah.
You say royalty, presidents, prime ministers, all of them hung out with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fix was in. The fix was in.
Definitely, because I'm like, why would he talk now? He didn't say anything the whole time he was there. Nobody asked. I guess when they asked the questions about being partial and impartial, I guess, you know, the questionnaire he filled out, either he lied or he just didn't answer.
Questionnaire? No, they asked you right there.
Yeah, they fill out a questionnaire, too. But then they are asking you, and that's what I'm saying. Either he lied or he just didn't answer it, and they accepted it.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask you, have you heard of Antonio Brown? You know who Antonio Brown is?
I do.
So you know what happened. You feel sorry for him?
I do.
Why you feel sorry for him?
I think if he really does have a mental health issue, if he does have a mental disease, if he is truly bipolar, which, you know, what they're saying, you know, in the media, I think he needs to get help for that before he's playing on anybody's team. I think that should be what's important and not how many catches and touchdowns and passes he can make or whatever.
Remember that Will Smith movie where they talked about that?
I didn't watch that. I didn't see it. But I do remember it.
Yeah, there's the Will Smith movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look it up. Remember that Will Smith movie where they talk about CTE?
Yeah, he was a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's a bunch of football players who, when they studied them, and they found that they were all brain damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Concussion is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
They were all brain damaged. And so when we see football players and they act a certain way, Nobody looks at that suspicion. I always have that soft spot in my heart for football players because they're brain damaged. They've been getting into car wrecks every day since they were kids playing football. I mean, there's some basketball players that do some crazy stuff. But for the most part, football players, it's all on the table. Football players have that switch. I mean, we've seen Ray Rice. It was inconceivable when Ray Rice did what he did, right? It just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And remember I'm trying to think of the offensive lineman that beat his wife and choked her out. And then when she woke up, he's like, oh, shit, you ain't dead yet. And she had to lock herself in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And then the punter that was beating it. I mean, football players, they, you know, if you're dating a football player, married to a football player, whatnot, you don't know. because they've taken so many hits that it just, they can, at the snap of a finger, just turn to a super villain on your ass.
Yeah.
And so we see Antonio Brown. I mean, what he did made no sense whatsoever. Unless you think, like we talk about bipolar, but you should just start thinking. Man then took a lot of hits to his head. A lot of hits. I mean, this is the dude that bought a bag of dicks. Remember he bought the bag of gummy dicks? You don't remember that. He bought a bag of dicks.
I do remember that. Yeah.
He bought a bag of dicks. See, I'm going to highlight that again. This is a grown man who bought a bag of gummy dicks. You have to look for gummy dicks. That's just not something that's common.
Yeah.
You have to actually...
Yeah, you can't just buy them.
Right. I haven't seen it.
Type it into your browser and look for them.
Right. I'm not going out looking for dicks. It's like, and then you're talking about looking out for dicks. It's like gummy dicks at that. He bought a bag of dicks. It's just, you know, yeah, and he had that. See, when these players go crazy, and we just, oh yeah, there's something wrong. Yeah, they're mentally insane because they've taken too many hits. So they're not going to be normal. They're not.
No. Yeah. And I think for the media and for his team to do, you know, like for him, for them to dismiss him like they did, I mean, I just think football is the worst sport to play. It's a plantation game. It's a plantation sport.
Well, yeah, because they cut you in football, you know, the money, nothing. It's not guaranteed, none of that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we don't talk about mental illness when we talk about football. But we see these cats, and they just, I remember watching Al Toon and Merrill Hodge, older football players, talking about where I was driving home and forgot where home was just driving in the street. You know, people ain't seeing it like that. I mean, because once again, when it comes to sports, we in celebrity in particular, we take the humanity away from them. They ain't human.
True.
And they play sports. Ain't no humanity to them at all. But, you know, yeah, he's crazy off his rocker.
Yeah,
he took too many hits. Way too many hits. And we don't see them in that light, right? I mean, see, and I make this distinction because there's a woman, Angela Underwood Jacobs. She's the sister of David Patrick Underwood, who was a federal protective services officer who was shot and killed outside the federal building in Oakland in May 2020. Mm-hmm. She has a lawsuit claiming that the shooting by an alleged member of the Boogaloo extremist movement was the culmination of an extremist plot hatched and planned on Facebook by two men. So she's suing Facebook. She says the tech's giant algorithms and drive for revenue played an active role in encouraging her brother's alleged killers. So Facebook made them dudes kill her brother, is what she's saying.
Yeah, basically.
But you believe that? You believe that?
Yeah, I do. I think social media, why wouldn't it? It influences everything else. Why not that?
Okay. Social media by itself can't make you do anything.
I don't think she's saying that. I think what she's saying is it influenced them to be there.
All
right. It was part of, if that's where they got their information, they used Facebook to, you know, coordinate meetings or coordinate whatever it is they were going to do, then yeah.
Okay, so I text you. We gonna sue Verizon because Verizon allowed me to text you and coordinate that hit.
I don't think that's the same thing because it's not a platform like a public platform.
Okay.
Your phone is still somewhat considered private. There's
somewhat.
Nothing private about Facebook. Yeah, but Facebook is not private, though.
Yeah, so I just have a hard time with the fact that we can't do personal accountability. Them dudes, they was going to be crazy whether they was on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Or it was meeting in Pete's Coffee. They going to be crazy. We going to sue Pete's Coffee because they would sit up in Pete's Coffee and talk? I mean,
no.
It's a public platform. I have a hard time with it. And I get we won't blame the platform, but no, it's the people. It's the people. I hear you. I just have a hard time with it. I have a hard time when we can't be personally accountable. We can't be. I mean, because we just go name Tommy T's. Me and you, we're sitting up in Tommy T's plotting. And we kill somebody, now we're going to sue Tommy T's?
No.
But why
I
not?
I just think because that's not necessary. I mean, it's a public place, but it's not like a public forum. I don't think you can necessarily use buildings like for that as much as you can use social media to share things like that.
Okay.
Why, I don't know, because I don't know the law, but I just feel like they're different. Even though they're public places, they're still different.
Yeah. So you know what? We're gonna have to continue this debate. I have my feelings behind these things, and we're gonna go hard in the paint on another show on this one. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, you can jump up in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. Other than that, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace, love, and chocolate grease.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.